It's the Lonnie Hunter Show on Praise Your Inspiration Station. And ladies and gentlemen, you all have been hearing me talk about this brother. He's a friend of mine, and we clown all the time, literally all the time. And but we got word that there was a situation that he's going through, that he had to go through, and that he's on his way out of now. But I wanted him to talk to you as opposed to me telling you about it. Jay Moss. Yes, sir. Jay Moss is on the line right now. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, Lonnie, it's so funny you said that, man. It's every project, God allows me to go through whatever the tone is supposed to be set for that particular project. And I'm like, man, see, all these people running around here talking about they want to do CDs, but they don't want to go through that process.
Yeah.
That helps make those CDs. You have to
Absolutely.
But I thank God I'm alive and well, man. Thank you for your prayers and all your major shout-outs. And it's been a rough week for us, but we're definitely bouncing back.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I put a post on Instagram the other day, and when I was putting it on there, I thought about you, and it said that the glory is easy. It's the story that takes work.
It's the story, man. When you go from feeling like you have it all and God is just blessing you and he's smiling on you, and then you look up, man, and in our case, at 6 minutes, my whole house was wiped out by that fire. And it literally chased me up the stairs. I was downstairs in my studio working on this new project I have coming out, GFG. And, man, when I tell you, it was just only by the grace of God that I heard the fire start. It was only by the grace of God that I wasn't cranking the speakers at that time. I wasn't, you know, because we're in post-production, and, you know, we listen loud.
Right.
You know how that happens. And this particular moment, the tape had stopped, and I was able to hear what was going on outside that door. And I walked out, and I saw that outlet going up, man, and I was just able to get out by mere seconds, man. But I just thank God, because what we see as demolition, God sees as development. And
wow.
I just feel like he's going to take this project and the tone of it to the next level, because it really has created a more intimate relationship with he and I since that time, and that's what the tone of the album is. So I thank God for it, man.
Well, now, who was in the house with you?
Nobody was there but me.
Wow.
My wife was at work, and the kids were in school, and it was the hardest thing for me to call my wife to let her know what's happening. You know, I'm like, baby, our home is up in flames. And it took her a minute to even gather what I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then she rushed home, Lonnie, and this is what made me feel so good. She never even went towards the house. She knew I was at a neighbor's house. So she just started knocking on door after door after door to find her husband.
Wow.
And that it's that kind of love that we're just trying to stimulate more of and promote more of. It's the love that makes it last, not the stuff, not the lust, not the physical stuff. It's the intangibles, that love that's on the inside that keeps marriages together. And, of course, having God as that nucleus.
That is so right and so real. And I'm going to tell you something else that's shifting people, even as they're listening to you. The fact that in the midst of your go-through, you still have a come-out mentality. And I'm telling you, Doc, somebody's listening to you right now going through it and don't know about the come-out mentality. And you're shifting them as they're hearing you talk. So there's power in your words, man.
Man, Lonnie, it just being stripped down to the shorts and tank top I had on walking around my house, man. I'm outside in the middle of my neighborhood with basically nothing on. And my wife and I, we looked at each other and we realized a few hours after the fire, we was like, we don't have nothing left.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you this little tidbit. God had uprooted our family and dropped us in a new situation not more than 24 hours after the blaze, man. Not more.
That is what I'm talking about.
Yes, man. We're just thankful.
Well, Jay, I'm telling you, we are praying for you, Doc. And you know, if there is anything at all that you need, I know you got one of the greatest families in the world. You got a great support system. But definitely, if you need a brother, you know I'm here, all right?
Lonnie, it's been so wonderful just being able to look up on Twitter and Instagram and listening to people saying that Lonnie Hunter just mentioned it, or Yolanda, or James Fortune, the whole Radio 1 family everywhere, across the board, just people everywhere have been really, really great and supportive. And I thank you all for all of your prayers and your kind words.
All right, Jay, we love you for real, okay?
Love you too, man. Thanks a lot.
There's something about being able to go through and come out. Yeah, it's the Lonnie Hunter Show on Praise.